guys, welcome back to the Tanaka Wynn Show. I'm your host, Tanaka Inasani, and in today's episode we have a special guest, Billy. Say hi.
Hey guys, it's Billy. So like hopefully this podcast goes and I don't tell him to delete it.
Right. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm great. I'm amazing.
You're amazing? That's great. I love that.
Right.
Yeah,
I love it too.
Anyways, so for the people who don't know who Billy is, can you give them like a little run up?
Okay. Billy is a person of love, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, yeah, that's Billy. They'll get to know more of Billy through this podcast.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I feel like I don't really like identifying with anything of late.
Yeah. You
know, I just want to be like a blank canvas, you know?
I know. That makes so much sense, actually.
I hope.
You know, you can be whatever, whenever, whoever you want to be. You know, as long as it's yourself.
Yeah. Billy. Talented, yeah, guys.
Period. I love that. Period. So, yes. Billy's my friend, by the way. Yeah, people already know.
Yes, I need an introduction. Yes,
let's do it. What do you want me to say?
No, I actually just continue. Continue saying.
Okay, so Billy and I met in 2021, right?
Right.
April of 2021, actually, I think. Yeah. Because we met a week or like a few days before Spare's birthday.
Right.
So that's in April. So,
by the way, Spare, like, hopefully you're listening to this. Like, I already told you, I love your playlist. Like, keep it up. Keep it up.
Literally, I love her playlist too. She has really nice music.
Like, really good music taste. So do you, actually. Like, I sent
so
you
do
music.
You.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. We're saying
So we met in April. The first time that we met, I was in my room. Actually, I was living with Alex, and you came over, and I was actually changing that day because I was supposed to leave the house, but you guys were in the lounge. And I had to pass through the lounge for me to leave the house.
Right. So you couldn't hide. You're trying to hide. Hide.
I mean, like, on that day, if I lived on the first floor, I would have actually jumped out through the window. As much as it would have been so...
So that could be so weird. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We that scary? I'm that scary?
I'm just, like, awkward like that. Because I don't know, I feel like if there's one thing that makes me feel so uncomfortable is meeting someone for the first time, because I think, you know?
Yeah.
So
this energy,
I just like overanalyze the situation. I try to get into their head and then I try to like see me from their eyes, like, oh, what's the first impression going to be like, you know? So, all in all, I just try to avoid meeting up, like, for the first time. You know? So,
right.
I had to leave the room, and Alex kept on coming to the room and texting me like, "Come out, come." I was like, "I'm coming. I'm changing." I was supposed to leave, so my plan was to wait out, wait it out for you guys to leave first,
No, I
and
was
then
literally
I will leave
Tanaka.
my room.
Tanaka,
But I
I
had
was
to leave.
literally gonna
Yeah.
stay and wait. Like
What?
literally, I was literally going to stay and wait. Like,
To stay.
yeah,
Yeah.
because I had to meet you. Like for real.
Yeah. Definitely. We were supposed to meet anyways, the universe.
Has its plans for real.
They do. Look at me giving the universe gender. Anyways. I ended up leaving my room, met Billy. We didn't really talk for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
And then I had to leave because I had someone waiting for me. So we even walked together to the bus stop. Remember?
I do.
Yeah. And the second time that we met was at Spare's birthday dinner. And that was such a nice experience.
It
But
honestly was. It was so.
yeah. But like you, okay, what? Because you have your own version of
Of
that
course.
day. Yeah.
And talked about it.
Because I didn't see it from that perspective in any way.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, I'm actually trying right now to make conversation and stuff like that.
Do you want me to say my perspective? Then you.
Yes, I want you to say it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So then, yeah. So then, here is the birthday, and we're at the table. Tanaka was just all over himself. I was just like, wow. What a beautiful boy. Taking snap every single second. I mean, like obviously you told me that you was like kind of like awkward and everything, but I was just like, wow, this dude is literally everything right now. Like you are the moment. And I am not kidding. Like literally, you are the
I
moment.
love you.
And I was just like, wow, like you look so good, smell good, clean. I'm just like, wow, like I'm living for this. Like I'm living for you right now. So
Yeah.
yeah. I was just like, yeah, he's not trying to say nothing to nobody,
Right.
right.
Goodness.
But what were you going through in that moment? Like,
I was so in my head that
yeah.
day. I was so in my head. I have this thing that I do when I'm feeling overwhelmed or anxious. I go on my phone, even if I'm not doing anything on my phone. I'll just be on my phone. So that day, I was just like scrolling through, and thank God it was Space birthday. I was like, okay, I can use this as like taking pictures and stuff like that. I can use that as a way
Okay.
out,
Yeah.
to like avoid any like social, circumstances. So in my head, I was like, okay, I'm trying to like, should I have a conversation with him? Should I talk to him? Or maybe he doesn't want to talk to me. And then I was just like, oh my days. Oh. You
No, but
know?
I did try to interact though,
You did. You
like
actually
really
did.
did. Like I was doing the most.
No, you were not. Oh, you were doing enough.
No, because like I was so gassed. I was just like, who even meets somebody that they share the same birthday with? Like don't that don't be happening to me. So like I
It
was
doesn't
mad
happen.
hyped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like really, that was such a nice experience, now that I like when I look back at it, I'm like, okay, I
I'm
am.
glad,
Yeah.
we met and we're friends and we got to bond in so many levels.
Like, Literally.
literally an epic time when I was in Cyprus and I literally loved everybody there. Like, oh, yo, I love you guys so much.
Yeah, we
Such
love
a
you too.
good summer. Like, yo, that summer,
The best summer of my life,
like
really.
one for the books. One for the
Literally.
books. Literally. Like, yo,
Yeah.
you're literally like the best roommate anybody can have. Like, I'm so
Yeah,
serious.
you two are literally the best roommates anyone can have.
Right. I love you.
Samba, you know,
It was
I feel like this we could go all day talking about that.
for this
Literally,
podcast.
literally. So, guys, today we are going to be talking about a lot of things, not too much, but like enough, you know. I did
Let's
write
talk about
down
2024.
2024. Do you not want to talk about 2023 first?
Oh, okay. We can talk about 2023.
Yeah. How was it for you?
2023, yeah. Okay, my 2023 like started off crazy. Like
Yeah.
I entered this year. Like it was the most crazy experience like ever. And then yeah, gradually, like I remember like beginning this year, I was just like, you know what? Like I just hoped and believed for the best. And
Yeah.
yeah, like it's just been a switch, like, you know, like I feel like right now it's so great, it's so amazing. Yeah, and I'm really thankful actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, like the past few months, like 4, 5 months, I feel like it's been great, you know, like yeah, like that's practically it. And I'm so excited for 2024. I know it's even going to be more amazing. Like the energy I'm entering with in this new e year is like, I just believe that
Epic.
it's gonna be great.
Yeah. I believe
Yeah.
so too, you know.
I listened to your 2023. I mean, proud of you. Like you're so strong.
Thank
And
you.
yeah, like obviously it's a hard thing for, you know, a person to lose someone they love. And we just got off the phone and I'm glad that you're, you know, mentally doing better and in a better space as well, you know?
Yeah, I am. You know, are you?
I am. I really
That's
am.
good. Yeah, I love that.
2023 has really. Okay, what is your like lesson for 2023? Or lesson?
Lesson from 2023.
You know, yeah.
I think the two biggest lessons that I've learned are healing, you know. Healing takes time, you know, but eventually you'll get to that point, you know. I think because when you are in the center of chaos or like trauma or whatever it might be that might be going on in your life, you definitely maybe, well, speaking from my experience, I think for me it's always quite overwhelming to an extent where I feel like I might not even reach a point in my life where I will get out of that chaos, you know? Like I will not heal, like nothing good was gonna come after this, you know? So I think one of the lessons that I learned was that time heals.
True that.
You know?
True that.
You just have to allow it to heal.
Right.
Yeah, you just have to allow things to happen. It might be the most difficult thing. For example, losing someone, like death, you know? It's very hard to go through something like that, but I think the best thing that can happen to you is time, you know, and you allowing yourself to feel everything, to experience all that is happening in your life. You will definitely get to a point where you're like, you're okay. You might not be fully okay because, you know, you still have that experience on your resume, but yeah, but you'll be okay, you know, eventually. And I feel like the second one is that growth is inevitable and it's necessary, wow. You know? So tiny, it might be a very, very small amount of growth, but eventually it will happen. You can grow out of horrible situations. You can grow out of relationships, friendships. You can grow out of habits, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm. The list is endless. So great. I think that is one thing that I also learned this year, that growth is inevitable. Eventually, yeah, you will grow out of certain things for the better, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. I think those are my main lessons of 2023, I think. And what about you?
Honestly, I resonate with that so bad, like, so bad. Because, yeah. Like, yeah, like, literally, time heals. And I feel like this year has really, like, taught me that as well, you know, like... Time does heal, like, you know, you just have to let shit happen and get through it. Like, we all get and you also talked about growth, and I feel like growth is, like, the biggest thing for me, because, like you said, you can grow from so many situations. You can grow from literally everything, friends, and all that. And I feel like it also ties down to death as well, like, and grieving, you know? Because, like, death happens literally, like, all the time. Like, and not even in a way of, like, someone dying, but things ending. Like, friendships ending, relationships ending, all those things, like, you still grieve, like, you can grieve those things. Like, that's like death in a way, you know?
Yeah, that is death in a way.
Yeah.
That is death in a way, actually. So,
yeah.
I'm glad that you resonate with that. I love that. You know?
Me too. So,
yeah. What are your lessons of the year? So these things, you've definitely learned them, right?
As right.
You're saying. Yeah.
I feel like we...
But, like, are there any other things?
Another lesson for me would be, like, spending time with yourself and truly learning and growing yourself, like, you know, I feel like that's in the space where I'm at.
Yeah.
Just learning to be comfortable with myself, in my space.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking accountability for my actions and my feelings and my emotions and thoughts and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really... It's really been, it's not been the most comfortable experience. I'm not going to lie. But glad that I was able to just be in that space and truly like I've learned a lot and I'm really grateful where I'm at right now.
I love that for you, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the greatest things that can happen to us as individuals, right, is like learning ourselves, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And allowing ourselves to actually learn. Because sometimes I feel like we stop ourselves from even entertaining the idea of learning. So
learning is a constant thing. So
yeah. So if you get to the point that you got where you allowed yourself, you know, to learn about you, that's like one of the best things. That's like one of the best gifts that you can get as a human being. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Really. But for you too, because that's literally you as well. So
right. Yeah. Right. So that's really good. So like 2024. Yeah.
You tell me, Tanaka.
Oh my god, 2024. You know, for some reason, I don't want to jinx myself. Okay, no, jinxing doesn't exist for me anymore.
Period.
Like, I'm manifesting this.
Actually. Yes. Yes.
So, I think 2023 was just a roller coaster. when I think about it, right? I did have like certain goals that I had for like last year, like 2022 coming into 2023. Mm. But most of those things, I don't think that I was ever like mentally there, you know? It just felt like something, like I'm just doing something, like, oh, I'm just going to write my New Year's resolution and stuff like that, right? So for some reason this year, it feels very different for me. It feels like I'm actually invested in this manifestation of the best things
right.
that life has to offer for me, you know? Like, I'm actually excited for 2024.
Mm.
I think I'm just excited for, like, personal growth, mental growth, growth in general, you know? Mm. And all of these other nice things, like, that life has to offer, like, traveling and stuff like that. But I feel like I just want...
Wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And it can definitely happen, and it will happen. And I believe that it's going to happen, period.
Yeah.
I'm manifesting with you because it has to. It has to happen for us. It already happened.
It has already happened, honestly. Literally. Because I just want all of those things, like mental growth, physical growth, you know, social growth as well. And I just want spiritual enlightenment, you know? I want all of those things, and I know that I'm gonna get them. I just believe so. You know, I want like a better relationship with God as well. I think that's like one of my greatest expectations of 2024. Because I won't lie, my relationship with God for the past year wasn't as amicable as I would have possibly wanted to be, you know? I think, like, it was very distant, you know what I mean? So, I think for 2024, I want a change in that, a positive change, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basic. I think that's basically me. That's yeah. Like, yeah. What about you?
And honestly, I love your 2024. Especially yeah. when you're talking about getting closer with God. Truth be told, like, that needs to happen. More meditation, more journaling, more spending yeah. time with yourself, breath yes. work, you know.
To heavy me, on the meditation.
To me, I feel like spending time with God is literally spending time with yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously, when you're spending time with yourself, like, you have to be doing, like, the right things.
Literally.
Literally. I'm not talking about, like, oh, you're just, like, binge-watching shit, like, nah. But, like, yeah, just, like, you know, doing mm-hmm. those other things that truly help you grow as an individual. Like, I was listening to this thing on, like, a YouTube video, and it was basically, like, talking about, like, the stuff that we watch and, like, how the media, like, you know, like, basically puts out shit that literally brainwashes. And I'm not gonna lie, like, before 2023, like, if someone told me this, I would just be like, oh, like, haha.
Yeah.
But now, the fact that, you know, like, I got off Instagram, I like got off TikTok, like I stopped being on socials, and you know, yeah. like just I was spending that extra time, like I literally had nothing to do except be with myself and my thoughts and all that stuff. So it's like the content that I started consuming was like more of like the growth content. And yeah, so like in that video, I was just like, this is so real, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So, like, basically, 2024, like, I'm not, like, I'm trying to be more aware and more careful, like, with literally everything, like, what I eat, what I'm consuming, like, you know, yeah. like, if it's, like, negativity, like, I literally don't want any of that energy, like,
any
I
just, part of it.
Yeah, I just want positive vibes. On the growth, mental mm-hmm. growth, like spiritual growth, like, you know, just loving myself more, spreading love, like manifesting things for myself. That's literally what I want in 2024. And that's what I'm going to get.
And like, that's what you're going to get.
Friends, you know, better friends, like,
yeah.
Like, I just feel like 2024 is literally like the best year ever. Like, I'm literally claiming it right now. I believe that it's going
to... I'm claiming it as well.
For everyone. Everyone. The whole world.
Yeah.
yeah.
Literally.
I feel like I went too deep right there, like, seconds ago.
As you should. Honestly. No. That's what we want, because I feel like this is your natural element. The fact that it just went on like that, right?
I had to just snap back and was just like, okay, girl, get back to the conversation.
Yeah. And right. These are our conversations, by the way.
Like, yeah, all the time. Literally, yeah. I got lost talking to you. Like,
this feels so organic because it just feels like we're talking on the phone.
Literally. Like, okay, so another thing is that mm-hmm. I'm being 20 next year. So, like, that's really such a big thing for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the energy, the fact that next year is 2024 and I'm stepping into my 20s. I'm
your just 20s?
I have to, by 20. You're 20?
You're 20?
Yo, like, growing literally. Up is crazy, but the self-awareness that growth has literally, like, I'm talking about age, has yeah. given me is it has like
blessed wow. you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a blessing, bro. Age is like a blessing, and like people do not understand that. Like, it's scary, don't get me wrong, it is of like more responsibilities and all that stuff, but like, these are the things that we are gonna handle by fire, by force, in God's grace. Yeah. So these things, but yeah, like, yeah, age is amazing.
I think so too. I think I've been, you know, like recently, right? I've actually been scared of growing up, you know? Yeah,
it's scary.
It's like, this is, well, you know, when I think about turning 23, I'm just like, damn, I'm an old ass man.
No, you're still young.
I'm still young, but like, you know when I look at it, right? Like, our parents, by this age, they were already, well, my mom was married by this age, actually.
Ooh, that's a different perspective.
So it's like, when I look at it, right, it's very, I'm like, bro, like, I'm turning 23, and my last sister just had a baby, and she's like 26, right? And it just make like me thinking that I'm an uncle of like two.
That is so cute. You're a whole uncle right now,
literally. But it's like, it's overwhelming. It's amazing, but it's overwhelming at the same time. Because I feel like a lot of things, I'm like, okay, I'm actually going to stop being a mama's boy now. Like, I have to put my foot down. I have to be responsible. I have to think about, like, going to work. I have to think about, like, earning money. I have to think about all of these things, right? So it's like, the age perspective of that is what's scaring me, you know? But regardless, like, I still have this general appreciation, you know, of like growing up. Like, I'm like, yeah, the knowledge that comes with it, the wisdom, you know, the enlightenment, all of those things. I'm just, the experiences that come with it, you know. Right. I'm so grateful for all of those things that, like, they literally outweigh all of the other negatives, literally. So I think those things are the ones that to actually want to grow up, you know, and to be a year older each time, you know. But yeah, so it's, and we're like, imagine I'll be turning 23, and you'll be turning 20 on the same day.
Like,
imagine that.
So dope. That's amazing.
Right?
First of all, I want to congratulate you for being an uncle. Like,
Thank you so much.
And also, like, I feel like, do not feel the pressure, because as much as, like, it's intense, it's like, you're your own person. You have your own pace, you know? Like, it's about you and I truly believe that everything is working out for you. Like, I believe it.
Thank you.
So you got this under wraps, you know?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I do.
You're welcome.
But yeah, so cheers to an amazing year.
Cheers to an amazing year with finance growth. We're making the
literally. Like, the bag needs to be bagging.
No, the bag, I feel the bag coming, like, in my sleep. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm visualizing it right now.
I love that. Literally manifesting that to the fullest. Yeah. To the
fullest. Abundance. I speak you into my existence.
Literally. I love that. Literally, we've actually covered the topics that
We
I written down. Yes.
have. We're so quick with
We're so quick with it.
it.
But yeah. 'Cause what I'm looking at right now, it even says age,
Okay.
growth, isolation, independence, I
Yeah,
think,
like I touched on that, my isolation phase, like it was crazy, but I'm so glad that I had a flip side to it, you know. Yeah.
So that's really good. I feel like for me, I have always been in my isolation phase for a long time, because like it's only recently when I've become more like socially extroverted. But before, even now, like I'm still introverted to some extent, but I think one thing about isolation, that was like game for me. You would not see me anywhere. You would not see me online, like outside with people,
I see you online, girl. Do not disturb. D&D.
And even now, it's like now. I feel like, oh, that's the thing that I was also thinking about the other day, right? I was like, yes, 2023, look at me like coming back to 2023 again. I was more outgoing, I was out there more, right? And one thing that I did crave, is coming back to my natural element of just being in an environment by myself, without anyone around, just like me. Yes, I'm going to have like my friends, like we communicate, we see each other here and there, right? But most of the time, I just like thought about like when will I get that opportunity again to just like be by myself, And I think I finally got it, right? At first, it was so difficult for me. Very similar to the time when you left.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was actually very depressive for me to like, because that time I was so used to having you around, I became so codependent that the day that you left,
I mean, we would face them like every single day.
every single day, but at first, like the FaceTimes, Ruth felt like, okay, maybe like he's like in a different city. Like, yeah, but it
Right.
started hitting now. I'm like, yeah, he's not in the same country with
Right.
me. And that was like very difficult. So I think it felt like that from September. From September, around the time that Chichi left. Chichi left in August, like end of August, right?
Hi.
So,
No, I was just saying hi to Chi Chi.
oh, hi, Chichi. Yeah, hi. Right. So, like the time that she left, September was like okay. I don't really remember the events of September, I think, because I wasn't really going out as much anymore, like September, October. So, October, like, yeah. Sorry. End of September to like mid-November, right? That was a very difficult time for me, because the very first few weeks of September, I was like, yeah, it was like okay, because it felt like okay. She's in a different city. I'm not really seeing everyone as often. Like, we're just giving each other time. And then it started to hit that, like, this person is so far away from me, And also in faith, we don't really go out like that. Like literally, I've actually seen that, which is so interesting to me now that I think about it.
No,
But
it's actually interesting to me too.
right.
Me see otherwise, but
So it's like with all of that, right? It's like it brought me back to that time again. It felt like, oh my days, you know? I was not okay for a minute, but like
right.
now I'm coming back to my element. Like I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Yes, Tara.
And
I'm joking.
I love that. I really love that for myself
No, I
because
actually love that for you too.
I think that isolation, it felt like withdrawal. Low-key. Because like even from you, it felt like withdrawal. You know,
That's what
like
I'm saying.
if you get used to someone for a long
You'll be
time.
so codependent when you're not,
Yeah.
even in your actual like relationships, like romantic.
Yeah. I saw this video on TikTok, right? And this
Right.
guy was talking about like 2024 and like personal growth, like career growth, you know? And he mentioned something about like not dating, right?
Oh
And
yes,
then,
I watched that video. Oh
yeah.
my day. I loved it. He like spilled. Anyways, you're saying.
He was like, oh, like for like personal growth, you know, career growth, like physical, mental, whatever it might be, right? There are like certain sacrifices that we have to make. And one of the sacrifices being dating, you know, it's not like a necessity. Knowing that and having to make that sacrifice in order for you to get the things that will stay, the things that will be of great importance in your life. If the relationship is good for you, then, you know, thumbs up.
Right.
But if the relationship is not helping you build in any way, if it's not helping you grow in any way, baby, what are you doing? Literally, you know, I think that's like very like important to know because we spend so much time in relationships. I think we put so much in relationships,
Yeah,
you
the energy
know,
is too much in
the
finding out.
energy, the time, the resources, all of those things, you know. If all of these things that you are investing in the relationship are not going to build anything for you, girl, let it go. But if it's going to be beneficial at the end of the day, I support you, sis. Like, do you, honestly. But if not, you'd rather put all of that time, all of that effort, all of that money, all of that, whatever it might be, you know, all that input into something that is quite tangible, something that you know is going to be of great value to you later in life, you know?
Yes.
So, what do you think about that, like, whole thing, generally, what he was saying?
See, I love that video so much because, like, can I say, I resonate with it. So, like, 24, it's strictly giving, I'm dating myself, like, truth be,
Yes,
like,
me
I'm
too.
self, like, and that's like the biggest, that's like number one.
Me too. We should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, dating yourself is like the best thing. Invest in yourself,
Invest in yourself,
put
like
time in
that's,
yourself.
yeah,
You know?
I do.
I think, yeah. That's like very. I'm pretty same. I don't think me. Okay, one thing about me, I date to marry. Like, if I date you, like, I want to get married. Like, I want to settle down. You would never see me giving someone an opportunity some other time of day if I don't see anything, you know, with them, any future with them. You understand? So things might not turn out the way that I perceive them to turn out, but I think, like, me getting into the relationship, I definitely know that, okay, this is what I want from it. You understand? So you won't see me like getting into a relationship after the other, after the other, after the other, you know? Do you have anything else you want to add to like the whole conversation generally?
Okay, I'll just touch on the relationship part.
Okay.
You've been in one relationship, you know?
Yeah.
So obviously, like, you're not the type to, and also, like, it's not a bad thing if you're a person that loves being in a relationship. So
Yeah.
that's what I feel like, honestly,
Yeah.
relationships are really nice, and like, it's not really like a bad thing for me. Like, if I'm to like be in one, like, I truly do not mind. Like, I love love and the whole idea of love, like, you know. So
Yes.
if it happens to find me, well, obviously I receive it, but
Yeah.
I'm not really like looking for it, or like, I feel like even like dating, like, that needs to stop.
Yeah.
Truth be told, yeah, just spending more time with myself, honestly.
And we have personal growth and all.
Personal growth. I feel like that's all I have to
The
say.
part where you said I love love, that is so real. Like,
No, like, honestly,
yeah.
like,
I
guys,
love love
be
for real.
kind to everybody,
Be kind to everybody.
love everybody. You know, just have good intentions, honestly.
Yeah, just have good intentions. So yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah, I feel like this is it.
Okay. Before we finish the podcast, I just want to say, free Palestine, free Congo. Free Sudan, please, guys, do more research on all of this and support in any possible way that you can because it will go a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please just keep on spreading the awareness. Like, let everybody and their mama know. Like,
Yeah.
for
Let
real.
them know, they have to know.
Yeah. And also, like, obviously, it's a lot of stuff to consume. So definitely take breaks whenever you feel like it. And
Yeah.
yeah, keep doing your research. But if you feel like you need a break, definitely take it.
Definitely.
And yeah,
Thank you
before
so
this
much.
podcast, Tanaka, I just want to say I love you very much, and
I
you
love you too.
are an incredible human being, and I am very, very glad that you exist on this planet.
Oh,
It
likewise.
Yeah, and I believe in you, and keep doing everything that you're doing.
I love you too. Thank you so much, Billy. That means a lot. You
No.
know, that means a lot. I'm so proud of you too. You know, you're such an amazing person. You deserve all the good things that life has to offer. This life and the next.
Thank you,
Period.
Tanaka.
Yeah.
Period.
So, guys. Without holding you for too long, I know it's been too long already. It's been an almost an hour. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to share, don't forget to like and comment. See you next time, guys. Thank you, Billy.
Bye, guys.
Bye.